Business English Power, Episode 43. Aloha and welcome to Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei, here on the internet and during my time spent in Japan as a trainer, teacher, and coach. Thanks so much for joining us today. We've got a great episode. We're going to dip into another episode of pronunciation practice. So I looked at the last one we did a few weeks ago, and you seemed to respond very positively to that one. So we're going to continue our pronunciation training. And today, we're going to look at a really, really interesting and fun topic. We're going to learn about some company names and how to pronounce them correctly, or well, more native-like, we'll say. Of course, when we talk about pronunciation, always we want to keep in mind that, yes, we just need to make sure that the listener understands what we're talking about, right? So we need a minimum level of pronunciation to get by. Again, whether we're saying it perfectly or not, it's up to you if you want to achieve that level of success. But if it's up to me, I would say, you know, put your goal high and try to achieve it the best you can. All right, so we're going to get into that. Before we do, please make sure to subscribe to Business English Power. If you're an Apple Podcast, please hit the subscribe button. If you are on any other platform, please hit follow. And if you do feel like it, please leave a rating. A 5-star rating would be appreciated. And leave a review if you are an Apple Podcast. I would love to hear from you there. And also, it helps other people find the show as well. And please feel free to leave a review in your own language if that is more comfortable for you. But again, I encourage you always, when you have the opportunity to use English, go for it. Don't worry about making mistakes. Always go for it. All right. So let's get into it today. So today we've got a review lesson. This is a podcast episode that I released many years ago. And it's still very relevant today because it is pronunciation and for the most part, pronunciation does not change, especially when we're talking about very common company names, very common brands that you know. So we're going to deal with three today, and most of you should know all of them, and we're going to practice how to say them. This is a review lesson, so if I sound different, it's because this was recorded many years ago, but still, you can get a lot out of it. Practice along with the old Al Sensei. The younger Al Sensei, and we'll come back at the end for some final thoughts and wrap up.
Hello, in today's pronunciation point, we're going to talk about three famous, very well-known brands or companies that are often mispronounced. So let's get started. The first one is the most famous fast food restaurant in the world, and that, of course, is McDonald's. All right, so if you say the Japanese katakana version, of course it is very distorted. It is makudonarudo, and so that often causes a problem for my students to pronounce the real name in English. So how do we say it naturally? How do we pronounce it naturally? All right, so first, let's take it in three pieces. The first part is Mick. Okay. Now, a lot of people often think it is actually Mac because of maybe Big Mac, or in Japanese it's Makku. But actually, in English, MC is more of a Mick, not Mac. Okay. So, Mick. Okay. Mick. Okay. Now, the second part, the middle part, is Don. Don. Okay, like the name Don. Okay, and the last part is Olds. Olds. Okay, like old, and then just add the S. So when you put all three of those together, you get McDonald's. McDonald's. Okay, so try that one. Okay, and I really want to stress that because when you visit America or Canada or wherever, it's going to be very hard to communicate makudonarudo. So you need to have a And I've heard my students have told me they've tried to say that, but they can't, you know, the native people can't understand McDonald's, so when it's spoken like that. So be sure to practice that one if you're looking for McDonald's. The next brand or business name that is often mispronounced is a very famous furniture store from Sweden, I believe, and that is IKEA. IKEA. Okay. Now, this is a very easy name to kind of incorporate into Japanese because the letters kind of match up with Japanese. So, however, the pronunciation changes. It becomes IKEA. IKEA. So, in English, all you have to do is just change the first sound to I, not E. I, and not K, but key. Okay, like a key that you use to unlock your door. Okay. IKEA. IKEA. Okay. This weekend, I'm going to go to IKEA. Okay. And the final brand or business that is often mispronounced is becoming more popular in Japan, and it is a big warehouse wholesale store, and that is in English called Costco. Costco. All right. Again, in katakana, that becomes Costco. Costco. And so be careful of that extra O there, okay? So that is a good example of one of those extra O sounds we want to cut. All right, so the first part is cost, okay? Just as in a regular word, cost, not costo. Cost. Okay? And the last part is simply co. Okay? Costco. Costco. All right, nice job. So you can use all three of those in the simple example of this weekend, I'm going to Costco. This weekend, I'm going to IKEA. This weekend, I'm going to McDonald's. Okay, so those you can practice with that simple sentence pattern. All right, so please practice those, and when you visit America or another country overseas, you won't have any problem communicating those particular store names. So good luck, and keep practicing.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that lesson of pronunciation and those three company names, those three well-known brands. Keep practicing. Make sure you can do it to the best of your ability. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email me, al@businessenglishpower.com. And I would love to hear from you there. Also, please follow on Twitter, or now called X, @alsensei. And please feel free to join the Facebook page, facebook.com/speaknaturalenglish. All right, and we'll see you over there. And feel free to check out businessenglishpower.com to join the early bird list. Depending on when you're listening to this, hopefully we're in full swing by the time you are listening to this, and we are launching our new site very soon, very shortly. So you don't want to miss out on that. Okay, so thank you so much for listening today. We're going to come out with another episode very shortly here, as always, and please stay tuned for that one and make sure you are subscribed so that you don't miss it. But thanks a lot for listening today, guys, and carving out a little bit piece of your busy schedule to spend with me, Al, here on the Business English Power Show. So we'll see you next time, and as always, remember to level up your learning and level up your life.